divine, ever-giving, unchanging. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. All human teaching, and indeed all human beings, shall pass away as the grass of the meadow. But we are here assured that the word of the Lord is of a very different character, for it shall endure forever. We have here a divine gospel, for what word can endure forever but that which is spoken by the eternal God? We have here an ever-living gospel, as full of vitality as when it first came from the lips of God, as strong to convince and convert, to regenerate and console, to sustain and sanctify as ever it was in its first days of wonder-working. We have an unchanging gospel, which is not today green grass and tomorrow dry hay, but always the abiding truth of the immutable Jehovah. Opinions alter, but truth certified by God can no more change than the God who uttered it. Here then we have a gospel to rejoice in, a word of the Lord upon which we may lean all our weight. Forever includes life, death, judgment, and eternity. Glory be to God in Christ Jesus for everlasting consolation. Feed on the word today and all the days of thy life.